Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tamaya. How can I help you?
Hi, I just talked to another really nice girl because I did not complete my order, and she checked to make sure it didn't go through. And she said it didn't, and yet I just got an email saying with a confirmation of it, and I don't want it. That's why I didn't finish doing it. I saw the little thing at the bottom.
Okay.
So I want to make sure. Otherwise, I'll just lock my credit card. So.
Okay. Can you please provide me with your zip code so that I can populate the account?
Sure. 67206.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Michelle Gillum. She couldn't find one either, so that's why she thought it didn't go through. But
okay. What was the name of the product?
It was earbuds. Well, if you don't see it, then I'll just email them, and probably it wasn't very much, but I did see at the bottom, you know, we're gonna bill you for like $70.
Okay, let me see. I'm gonna look it up another way. Give me that zip code one more time.
67206.
You said 67206. Okay. Give me just a moment. Okay. So it's not a, I do see here, well, first, let me get into the account. Miss Michelle, can you provide me with your address for security purposes?
My what?
Your address.
201 North Armour Street.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. So I do indeed see here that...
I have an account.
Yeah, that the order was created.
But I never did the final pay, you know, it says review, and then there was one more step that says, you know, submit order, and I never did that.
Okay. So I do see here that you have the focus pods, and they are high quality ear pods.
I'll save your breath.
Okay, and if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me, I'm sorry for that. If you don't mind me asking, what's your reason for not wanting them?
Because they had the at the bottom where it said they're going to bill my credit card $69.95. I think it's sneaky, and I think it's tricking people to buy something.
Yeah, so it definitely, those are the terms and conditions for that product, and that's what I was going to say. What you signed up for was the 14-day free trial, where you are able to try that product out before you know, completely committing to or buying the product.
I get it, but I still don't want it. I think it's sneaky.
Okay, and that's even if we're able to provide you with,
there's even if I'm... it as you're going to win these, and you only have to pay shipping. That's what it says everywhere, except for the little last thing on the website. And, you know, I'd rather pay full price for something than be tricked into buying something. I just think it's bad business, and it's sneaky, and...
Okay, so I'm not certain as to what, you know, the surveys or ads prompt, because they are facilitated through another company. You know, only thing that I'm, able to see and handle is, of course, when it comes down to the terms and conditions and the orderings of that product. And I definitely understand, you know, that it could leave a bad taste in your mouth. What I would love to do, especially so that you are able to at least get the earbuds and try them out, focusing on, you know, or deciding whether or not those earphones are going to work for you, I would love to extend that trial out for you by 16 days, which will give you a full month to try that product out, as well as provide you with a 35% discount off of the full price of, for that product.
No, thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate
even
what
if
you're doing,
we're
I
able
really
to
do
a 50. Yes,
I really
ma'am.
Appreciate your, I appreciate what you're doing because you're kind and upfront, but the whole principle of the thing, it's just not going to work.
Okay, okay.
My brother's a district attorney in town, and he tells me of these things all the time. I can't believe I even fell for it for a minute, but I just don't want, I didn't finalize my order. And, but when I got the confirmation, I was surprised. So.
Right. Right. Okay. So bear me one moment. I am going to go ahead and void that transaction out and get those earbuds canceled so they do not get sent to you. Just a moment. Now, once I void them out, it does take about 3 to 5 business days before that product is actually shipped and before that refund reflects into the account, okay? Bear me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and get everything updated for you so that you do not get that product. You're welcome.
Where are you in the U.S.?
I am in the South, Alabama.
Alabama. We're right in the middle.
Sweet home, Alabama.
Yeah,
I have a cousin who not recently relocated to Kansas. He loves it.
Yeah, you know what? It is what it is. It's flat, but, you know, if you lived in paradise, where would you go on vacation? So,
right.
We, my grandson was signed up last summer to do the Little League baseball World Series down in Alabama, but of course it got canceled. It got canceled with COVID, but I was almost to Alabama.
Well, that's a bummer. We would love for you, you know, you would love to visit. It's a great place to visit, of course. Of course, with us being here and leaving, we need to go somewhere else. Excuse me.
Now.
I apologize. I'm really not. I think it's because it's a little chilly in here. I actually woke up relatively earlier than normal in a really good headspace this morning. So I feel really great. I think it's just that I have it a little chilly in here because, of course, it's pretty warm outside.
Yeah.
So I think it's the chill that gives me the yarnies.
I heard you. Are you working from home? I think I heard
I
you
am.
Earlier.
You
That's
did. You did. And that pollen and stuff is getting to her. So we try to keep it, you know, filtered and everything.
Sure.
All right. We have that order canceled.
Okay.
Just a moment. And we did go ahead and void that transaction, so that product, those charges will be reversed back into the account. It does take about 3 to 5 business days before It reflects onto the account, but I did go ahead and cancel everything out for you, okay?
Okay, could you send me a confirmation of the cancellation email?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment. Well, bear with me. One moment, Miss Michelle.
No problem.
Okay. So it's going to be C. Uh-oh. Give me just a moment. I don't know what I done clicked on, but it knocked us out. Okay, so it's gonna be C12770.
C12. Say that again. C12770.
770. Yes, ma'am. And
okay, that is the cancellation code. Confirmation number I have.
Correct.
Already.
Yeah, it's they just put the C in front of it as canceled.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you also will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours notifying you of the cancellation as well, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All righty. Well, Ms. Michelle, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. And I do want to thank you for calling into customer service. You have a wonderful day today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.